Words Appear, Front Street Pictures presents when The Wedding Veil, Journey. Play, dance with me, make me sway. An aerial view of the skyscrapers of Manhattan. In a three-story brownstone, Tracy puts on her earrings. By the bathroom sink, she finds a pink heart-shaped sticky note that reads, "Lunch today?" Now, in the bedroom, Nick gathers his blazer and phone off the bed. He finds a yellow star-shaped sticky note that reads, "Lunch meeting, early dinner, XO." Nick reads the note and smiles. Now, in the kitchen, Tracy finds a butterfly-shaped sticky note that reads, "Two servers out with colds. Don't wait up." You have that magic technique. Now, in their modern kitchen, Nick opens the refrigerator. He places a foil package on the upper shelf. Later, Tracy finds the foil package and closes the refrigerator. She smiles at the heart-shaped foil package and a yellow sticky note that reads, "Mushroom risotto, for you, XO." Tracy looks up and sighs. Now, Nick picks up a black dress shoe. He finds a pink dog-shaped sticky note that reads, "Thanks for lunch." He turns the note over. "Maybe in person tomorrow? XO." Nick stares off and smiles. Now, Tracy gets into bed in floral pajamas. She picks a book up off the bedside table. She opens it and finds a yellow sticky note that reads, "How's Saturday?" Tracy stares off. Now, Nick opens the refrigerator and puts in a plastic container. He finds a blue cat-shaped note that reads, "Did you forget I'm in Boston this weekend?" He studies the note and looks up.
"Yes, I did."
Now, the skyline of Boston. At an outdoor restaurant, Emma and Avery have lunch with Tracy.
"You know, I just realized you're drinking wine again."
"I am. Ariana saw Daniel using a sippy cup on a video chat, and she's a convert. She always wants to do everything that he's doing. So I welcome caffeine, spicy foods, and the nectar of the gods back into my life."
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
They sip their white wine.
"One more thing for you to look forward to, Tracy."
"Oh, hard pass. Nick and I are sure that we should not be responsible for another human being. He is managing his restaurants all night long. I'm running the auction house all day. I'm asleep when he comes home at night. He's asleep when I go to work in the morning. And that is pretty much the entirety of our relationship. But it's not like I don't talk to him about it. I have tried. And he always has these really helpful suggestions of changes I could make."
"That you can make?
Mm-hmm.
You never had a honeymoon, did you?"
"Avery, we haven't been in a room together long enough to decide where to go."
"It's okay, you'll figure it out."
"How?
What do you mean, how?"
"I mean, how? If you never see each other, talk to each other, or do something to fix the situation, how are you going to figure it out?"
She kind of has a point.
Tracy appears to think about that. Later, at night in New York, Nick arrives home. He checks his phone as he makes his way to the refrigerator. He opens the fridge. Tracy sits in the living area with a copy of The Great Gatsby.
"Hi."
"Oh, hey.
How was work?"
"Nothing I love more than 20 tourists showing up 10 minutes before we close and being rude to my staff."
"Hope you explained to them that's not how we do things in New York."
"I wish it was that simple. I was trying to get some work done in the office, and I had to stop that, go help wait tables, whole thing. I was hoping to get out of there on the earlier side tonight."
"I'm sorry you didn't."
They kiss.
"So, what are you still doing up?"
I just wanted to talk to you."
"Okay, like a talk? Or talk?
"I was hoping that we could talk so that we can avoid having to talk. I miss you. I miss us."
"I miss you too. You know, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking that we needed a date, you know, maybe take the morning off."
"Mm-hmm. This is more than just a date. What we need is our honeymoon."
"Honeymoon. Yeah. You know, my Nona was just threatening to kick me out of the family for that exact issue."
"What?"
"Apparently I'm not living up to the standards set by Sergio Men."
"Well, one could argue that perhaps the standard was set by Sergio Women, but I know what you mean."
"I think you got a point there." "Honeymoon. Okay. Where are we going?"
I'm so glad you asked.
She puts down a globe.
You are gonna just close your eyes and spin.
Really?
Seriously.
That is so not like us.
I know, it's gonna be amazing.
All right.
He spins the globe.
Your eyes closed.
He points on the globe.
Ooh, Japan.
Oh, that would be so amazing. And I've been working with a Japanese firm that could totally help.
Nick shakes his head.
Right, no work on our honeymoon.
Japan is up. Yep. Your turn, spin.
Brazil.
Ooh, remember my ex-fiance that went to Rio to open two different restaurants?
Your turn again.
Oh. Know anyone in Greece?
No, you?
No, looks like the island of Rhodes.
Well, I'll start looking at places for us to stay.
What if we just booked our first night?
And?
And then we just play the rest of it by ear.
Wing it?
Just wing it.
That is so not like us.
I know. What the heck? Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
She spins the globe and they kiss. The globe continues to spin. Now, a jetliner approaches an island surrounded by blue water. An aerial view shows a harbor with fishing boats and two yachts. On a rocky breakwater are three stone towers with orange-peaked roofs. Near the clear blue water is a stone turret with a lighthouse. Now, a minaret tower rises above low buildings with orange terracotta tile roofs. A dark sedan drives up a cobblestone driveway and past an entrance fountain. It stops at a Middle Eastern-style archway and beyond, palm trees and the blue sea. Nick and Tracy get out of the car.
Wow. This is beautiful.
Too tired to focus my eyes. I'll look later.
They walk into a white lobby. A woman sits at a desk.
Δυστυχώς δεν υπάρχουν δωμάτια. Συγγνώμη. Γεια σας. Γεια σας.
Hi.
Welcome to Galithea. How may I help you?
Well, we had a reservation last night under Sergio.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Sergio. Yes, so we wondered what happened to you.
Our plane got delayed.
Yes.
So I know we had a reservation for last night, but we didn't have a plan for the second night, so...
We were wondering if you had any vacancies for tonight. It's our honeymoon.
Oh, honeymoon. Congratulations, newlyweds. How wonderful for you.
Well, we're not exactly new.
Tracy nudges him.
So, can we check in early?
I'm afraid not.
Okay, well, I guess we can wait and...
Yeah.
No, I mean, you cannot check in at all. We're completely booked up.
Completely? Like, how completely?
Completely, I'm sorry.
Do you have a recommendation for another place?
Yes, I could, but I doubt they would have anything either. There's a very big football tournament being held in Rhodes. I believe you in America call it soccer, right?
Tracy forces a laugh.
Yes, well, for the next few days, I'm afraid you're not going to find any hotels in the entire city of Rhodes.
Nick and Tracy look at each other.
Sorry.
Later, they sit in a lounge with a view of the water.
Well, so much for winging it.
I guess we could go back to the airport.
Oh, no. That means getting on an airplane again today. Preemptively, no.
Nick chuckles as a young woman in orange coveralls and pulling a suitcase sits down beside them.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just overheard you inside. My name is Penelope. Everybody calls me Pen.
Hi, Pen.
I run a delivery boat between islands. I'm going down to Lindos, a tiny town in the south. Also, the most romantic places in all of Greece. There is a beautiful old inn there, being fixed up by a brother and sister. I heard your problem, so I texted them, and there's a room available. I would be happy to give you a lift. They're very good hosts.
Nick nods, appearing unsure.
When things seem too good to be true, they usually are.
Yeah, sorry, we're a little skeptical. You know, being from New York and all.
I'm just too tired to deal with a shakedown in the middle of the Aegean Sea. I'm sorry, Pen.
Pen looks at Tracy and then gathers her thoughts.
I make you a deal. Since I'm going there anyway, you don't have to pay for the ride. Think of it as a wedding gift.
Nick looks at Tracy and shrugs. She smiles. Now, an aerial view of a rocky island in the blue Aegean Sea. A town of whitewashed homes is nestled at the bottom of a hill near a harbor. On a low stone wall, a young boy sits as he sketches a woman with long blonde hair. Pen walks by.
Hey!
Hey, Leo! Weren't you in school?
Half day.
For everyone or just for you?
Leo smiles as Tracy and Nick approach with luggage. Pen holds her phone to her ear.
How far is this place?
Not that far. Just on the other side of the town.
Wait. Please. Please tell me there's a taxi stand somewhere nearby.
Oh, no cars allowed.
What do you mean, no cars? How do we get there?
Pen smiles at him. Nick and Tracy share a look. Later, a man leads a donkey with luggage strapped to it, followed by Tracy on a donkey, and then Nick, also on a donkey. They arrive at the bottom of a hill. A woman with long black hair rushes out of a gated entrance and runs up to them.
Yes, yes. Hello.
Hi.
You must be Nick and Tracy.
You're Tessa?
Yes. If I'd known you had arrived at the harbor, I'd have picked you up in a cart.
Wait.
Nearby, a golf cart.
You have carts?
Sure. Well, never mind. You're here now, so welcome to Casita Casita. This way, please.
Nick struggles off his donkey. Tracy almost falls off her donkey. Nick and Tessa catch her. Nick lifts Tracy in his arms.
Thank you.
Nick lets her down. She turns to Tessa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Tracy pets the donkey.
This way, please. Come.
They walk across a courtyard.
Well, I'm afraid we do have a late checkout in our honeymoon suite, but you're more than welcome to use one of the other rooms to rest. Then we can move you later. Is that okay for you?
Oh, yes. Tessa, you could give me a pillow and I would fall asleep right here.
Yeah, I think I'd do all right with just a flat rock.
Well, I'm sure we can do better than a rock. Oh, I have to go. Okay, room 4.
She hands him keys.
Up the stairs, on the left. Sorry.
She hands Tracy her backpack.
Enjome!
Tessa runs off.
Okay, well, we're almost there. So close.
Now, a view of the blue water. Nick looks out their window.
Wow, so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I'm just glad the veil made it safely, and I'm gonna air it out.
She hangs it in a closet on a hanger.
So, what do you want to do first?
She turns to see Nick asleep on a single bed. Tracy watches him and smiles. Now, an aerial view of a teal green lagoon. Tracy arrives at an open-air terrace with a view of water and blue sky. She sits in a chair with a wine glass and opens her book. She checks her phone. She stares off and puts it down. Then opens her book and starts to read. Leo, the young boy, approaches with his sketch pad. He puts down his backpack next to Tracy.
Hi. What's your name, please?
I'm Tracy.
My name is Leo, short for Leonidas.
He starts to sketch.
Leonidas? Like the runner?
Yes. I'm a runner, too. Many Americans don't know about Leonidas.
Well, I'm a history buff.
What is a buff?
A buff is a person who likes something or studies something more than other people.
Well, I'm an art buff, and I'm drawing a picture of you.
How much?
You know what really matters? It's that you have a picture to take with you, to remind you of Lindos.
Uh-huh. How much?
Tracy, can you really put a price on memories?
Well, you can if you want me to pay for it.
€5?
Tracy stares at him, then softens.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Leo hands her a sketch of her. Tracy studies it.
Wow. That's really good.
Nick approaches.
Ah, there you are. I want you to meet somebody. This is Xander. This is Tessa's brother. He's the chef here. This is my wife, Tracy.
Well, nice to meet you.
And you... Leo, I asked you not to bother the guests.
Leo picks up his backpack and turns to Tracy.
Don't eat here. Save yourselves.
He hurries away with a smile on his face.
Kids.
Xander has black curly hair and a short beard. His smile fades after Leo. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Tessa stirs a yellow stew. She smells it and narrows her eyes. Xander appears.
Yes, amor. Leo wants some lunch. How is my stepfather coming?
Always... coming.
Xander smells the stew.
Okay, I'll go move the luggage to the honeymoon suite, and after, we'll serve together.
Okay.
He rushes away. Tessa takes a wooden spoonful of the stew and tastes it. Her face sours as she closes her eyes. She puts her palms together and struggles to swallow. Nick and Tracy's room, Xander carries several suitcases and grips the handle of a computer bag in his mouth. He makes his way out of the room. In the closet, the veil has been left behind. Now, Nick and Tracy sit on the terrace looking out at the serene coastline. They hold hands.
Nice, right?
It is. Quiet. No sirens, no people screaming at each other.
How are we going to get to sleep?
Tessa arrives with a tray.
Hey, lunch is served.
Looks good.
Uh-huh. This is Xander's special stifado. It's a Greek stew. Enjoy.
Is it always so quiet here?
Well, it won't be soon. I have two more guests arriving late tomorrow from England. I think this is the first time we've ever had three rooms booked. Oh. It's so exciting.
It's wonderful.
Tessa stares as Nick tastes the stew. His face sours as Xander appears.
Well, what do you think?
Interesting.
I'm so glad you like it. Nick, I noticed your last name. Are you Italian? Bravo. Then tomorrow I will cook some Italian pasta in your honor.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
I'll go get you some water.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What is that?
My eyes are watering.
Later, they walk down a lane between the whitewashed buildings.
Xander's food is awful. I couldn't even swallow it. My mouth actually just refused.
I feel bad for Tessa. She must know. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want to hurt her brother's feelings. Why didn't we get more of this baklava?
Because we have to pace ourselves.
We do? Is that a rule?
Yeah, only when it comes to donkey rides.
Oh. Nick.
Yes?
But she dances in his arms.
Can I ask you something?
Anything?
Can we never talk about the donkey rides? Again, ever.
Okay, pinky promise.
They join pinky fingers and kiss.
Hey, Tracy!
Hi, Leo. Nick, you remember Leo, right?
Hey. Hi.
Oh, you know what I owe you? For that picture.
Yes! 10 euros!
5 euros. Try to hustle me, kid.
Yeah, we're from New York. It's not gonna work.
You're from New York? I love New York. That's how I learned to speak English so good. In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups.
Very nice, very nice. Very
that was
nice.
Really good.
They look up at a church bell tower.
I've got to go before the goblin catches me. Bye!
Bye!
Nick and Tracy watch as Leo runs down a lane. He turns back and gives a little wave before he disappears around a corner. He opens a window and crawls through. Back to Nick and Tracy.
Really talented kid.
Yeah.
Odd, but pretty cute.
Now at night, the lights of the little town shine. Tracy lies in bed. She rolls over and sees that Nick is missing. Tracy lifts her head.
Nick?
She sits up in bed.
Nick?
In the kitchen, she catches Nick tasting from a wooden spoon.
I knew it! I recognize the smell of that marinara sauce anywhere.
And it smells delicious. I had a horrible jet lag. I couldn't sleep.
So you're cooking?
Well, just a little.
Tracy stares at him.
Tessa and Xander are really nice people, and they have been working their tails off trying to get this place up and running. And it's all gonna get torpedoed because Xander is literally the worst cook in the entire world.
We're on vacation. It's our honeymoon, and you're working.
Mm-hmm. This is Xander's sauce. Try it.
Nick.
Try it.
Tracy tastes the sauce from a wooden spoon. Her face scrunches up.
Oh, that was so gross.
I got you.
He pours her a glass of water. She drinks.
Okay, so what's your plan? You're just going to replace his sauce with yours?
That is exactly the plan.
We had a deal, Mike.
It's just a little marinara sauce. It's not like I'm managing an entire kitchen here.
I woke up alone in the middle of the night on our honeymoon. For me, it feels like you're still working.
Nick offers a sympathetic gaze.
Good night.
She turns and walks away. Nick stays behind and stares off. He sighs. By the blue sea, Tracy sits in a lounge chair on a video chat with Emma and Avery.
Okay, but that's kind of sweet.
No, it is sweet. I understand that I'm the bad guy in this story. It's just... Well, we promised each other we wouldn't work on our honeymoon, and we didn't even last a day.
And you haven't answered any texts from Stanley?
That's different.
Tracy, how is it different?
I don't know. It's different.
Well, I, for one, am very jealous about your trip.
Oh, me too. Except for the donkey part.
That was sort of fun, though. All right, here, you have to check out this place.
She scans the coastline.
Isn't it gorgeous? Oh, speaking of gorgeous.
Nick.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I'm going to leave you two honeymooners alone now. Bye.
Have fun, you two.
Bye.
Nick sits beside Tracy on the lounge chair.
So you forgive me for abandoning you last night?
Of course I do. I understand.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks.
He holds her hand.
What are you reading?
He looks at the book in her lap.
Your mind.
She leans in and they kiss. At the front gates, Xander runs out.
Calimera, Lady Dalton and Mr. Dalton. I'm Alexandros, but you can call me Xander.
Call me Colin, please.
Let me help you with those.
Lady Dalton steps off a golf cart. She has long red hair and wears a white double-breasted blazer, a sun hat, and sunglasses.
Rama?
Lady Dalton turns and looks at her blonde grandson.
I'm sorry my sister Tess isn't here to greet you, but she had to run into town.
I'm sure we'll catch up later.
The couple walk behind Xander as he carries their luggage.
Okay, Colin, we have you upstairs in room number 4.
Right.
And Lady Dalton, you're right next to Colin in room number 5.
Perfect.
Lady Dalton, do you have trouble with the stairs? Because we can accommodate you downstairs if needed.
Don't be absurd, young man.
We have a couple from New York staying too, Nick and Tracy. You'll get to meet them at dinner.
Do they have trouble with the stairs?
We look forward to meeting them.
Xander follows them up the stairs as he struggles with the luggage. Back at the lounge chairs with Nick and Tracy, Nick stands up beside her.
Hey.
Aww.
He kisses her.
Last one of the bar buys margaritas.
What? Wait! Hold on! Wait for me!
Tracy chases after him. She stops when she sees Leo sketching by the water. She walks up to him.
Hey, Leo. Hi.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi. So, what are you working on?
Nothing.
He holds the sketch pad to his chest. Tracy sits next to him.
Do you know that I went to college and studied art history? That's what I do now for a living.
You draw.
Well, not nearly as well as you do. But you know what I can do?
What?
I can tell when someone's work really comes from their heart. There's an honesty to it. Something you can't fake. It means the difference between a good piece and a great one.
Leo smiles at her. Tracy returns the smile and places her hand on his arm.
See you later, Leo.
See you, Tracy.
Leo watches her walk away. He takes a peek at his drawing and then holds the sketch pad to his chest. Tracy walks along the harbor. Leo catches up to her and hands her a sketch. He keeps running.
Thank you.
Tracy holds a sketch of a woman and young boy looking out at the sea. Tracy studies the sketch. She looks up after Leo, then back at the sketch. Later, she stands in the room looking out the window. Nick arrives in an orange beach shirt.
Hey there. Everyone's meeting down at the bar for a drink.
All right, I'll be right down.
Nick comes up behind her and they look out the window.
Wow, a room with a view.
Ah, it's incredible, isn't it?
A view of the lagoon.
And the fragrance, I just love the smell of the sea air.
Mm-hmm.
She turns and faces him.
Can you believe we finally made it?
They kiss. Tracy smiles as she rests her head on his chest. Nick notices Leo's sketch on a side table.
What's that?
Oh, it's a sketch that Leo did for me.
Oh. He just gave it to you? For free? Kid's got some talent.
And there's a story there, too. Something going on with him he doesn't want everyone to see.
That's a shame. He's way too young for that. No kid should have to hide who they really are.
You're a good man, Nick Sergio.
Mm-hmm. They kiss.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Nick?
Tracy rushes across the room.
What's wrong?
She stands at the open closet.
Nick, where's the veil?
They stare across at each other. Later, Tessa hurries up the stairs to their room, followed by Nick and Tracy.
I know I left it in the closet of room 4 when we were in there.
Xander probably forgot to take it when he transferred our rooms.
I'm sure that's what happened, but let me just...
She runs into Colin, the blonde man.
Hey, sorry.
No, it's my fault.
They stare into each other's eyes.
You must be Mr. Dalton?
That's Colin.
Oh, Mr. Colin.
It's just Colin.
Colin. Yes. I'm Tessa.
Oh. Sorry, I found this wedding veil in my wardrobe. Does it belong to anyone?
Yes, sir. It belongs to Nick and Tracy.
That's us. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's, thank you so much.
Pleasure to meet you both. So, who's getting married?
It's actually quite a story.
She hangs the veil on the inside of their door.
Want to hear it?
The veil hangs on the door. Later, after dark in the dining room, Nick and Tracy sit next to Lady Dalton and Colin.
This sauce is exceptional.
Mm, my compliments to the chef.
Xander nudges Tessa. Nick rolls his eyes at Tracy.
Tessa, Xander, why don't you sit and eat with us?
Yes, please. Join us.
Xander nods at Tessa.
Sure.
You were saying there's a story regarding your veil? The lace work is extraordinary.
Thank you, yes. It's from the 1800s, from the House of Stefano in Burano, Italy.
Can you have it with you because you're on your honeymoon?
Actually, we've been married for 3 years.
Yeah, but we are on a honeymoon. It's just a little delayed.
My dear boy, that's not a delay. That's criminal neglect. I'm surprised you're still married.
Tessa tastes the sauce.
Why are you traveling with the veil, then?
Oh, we're taking it to my sister Monica in Spain.
So she's getting married?
No, she's not even dating anyone. And I'll let Tracy take it from here.
Okay, my two best friends and I were antiquing, and this shop owner told us that the veil has a legend, that whoever is in possession of the veil will find true love. So, of course, the three of us had to buy it together.
And were you all engaged at that time?
Not even close.
How fun. So, did the legend come to pass?
Well, my friends would say yes, but I'm...
Skeptical?
Skeptical, exactly.
Although, all three of you did meet your husbands while you were holding the veil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my friend's mother-in-law and my other friend's assistant.
So, my sister Monica is very,
She's spicy.
Yeah, spicy marinara. So, my family thought it'd be a good idea to give her a little gentle nudge.
And if the magic of the veil works again?
If the veil works for a sixth time, then even I will have to believe in it.
Aw, I love romantic stories.
Well, here's to romance.
Romance.
Outside, Tessa paints a railing blue. Colin jogs behind her in a white t-shirt.
Morning.
Tessa doesn't turn around.
Morning.
Tessa wears earbuds as Colin arrives behind her.
Morning. Morning.
Tessa spins and splashes blue paint.
That's a lovely shade. Does it match my eyes?
I'm so sorry.
No, it's completely my fault. I shouldn't have startled you.
No, I'm going to get you a rug.
Actually, it's quite a nice effect. It definitely improves the shirt.
No, you're just being kind.
I'm not. And look, you know, seeing as I've already been consecrated in some shade of blue I can't read.
Mediterranean blue.
Yes. Do you have an extra brush?
But you're our guest.
A guest who's on London time. I've been up for hours.
Sure, which one do you pick?
Lady Dalton sits a distance away at the bar. She watches Colin and Tessa and then turns away. She gazes up and smiles. Now, sunlight sparkles off the surface of the sea. Nick stands in the shallows of the lagoon. Later, he and Tracy arrive back at their room.
I can get used to swimming every day.
Oh, you could always go swimming in the Hudson at home.
Yeah, if you want me to start glowing.
Nick, where's the veil?
Moments later, they arrive at a door with the number 4. Colin answers the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Can we look in your closet, please?
Moments later, they all stand at his closet where the veil is hanging.
Okay. This is weird, isn't it?
Xander appears with Tessa.
Is everything okay?
Yes, it is now. My veil migrated back to Colin's closet.
What?
Please understand. I'm just as confused about all this as you are. I've been with Tessa all morning.
Tracy and Nick stare at him.
Painting.
It's true.
She points to his t-shirt.
So you're not an international veil thief?
I stick to jewelry mainly. The occasional sports car.
I love mysteries. Who did it? Not me.
Later, Nick and Tracy walk into the lobby.
Look, the veil didn't just get up and walk away.
Hi, hello. Will you have dinner with us tonight?
No.
We're just going into town for dinner. Stay tomorrow because I'm making pasticcio. It's like Greek lasagna. I'm starting it tonight. It's better if it has time to sit.
Is pasticcio hard to make?
Not if you know how to cook.
Now they walk in town as water drips from the rooftops.
I found a book of Greek letters for Daniel.
Okay.
And then look at this cute little outfit I found for Ariana.
Oh,
so cute.
Cute,
right? And then I got this art supplies for Leo.
Leo? Isn't it weird to buy a kid you don't know a gift?
Well, you've seen his pencil. It's like an inch long, and he's drawing on envelopes.
She walks ahead as Nick stops to look inside the flat box of art supplies. He catches up to her.
I got a hypothetical question for you here. Let's just say some stranger bought your child a gift. Would you feel uneasy?
Well, my child would not be selling their drawings for €5 on the dock. I'm just trying to help him with that.
Yeah.
Nick raises his eyebrows and glances at her. They continue walking.
You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly. How long do you think it'll take us to get used to all this quiet around here?
Well, I could use a good car alarm right about now.
They turn and look up at the bell tower. Leo appears running down some steps with his backpack. He hurries past Nick and Tracy.
Leo! Oh, Leo, hey, I'm so glad you're here.
Hi, Tracy and Nick. I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Okay, well, I have something for you. Here.
She holds out the box of art supplies.
Thank you, but no, I can't.
Oh, it's from me to you.
Tracy.
Please, consider a payment for the drawing that you made me.
Leo takes the box.
Okay. Thank you. I've got to go. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Nick and Tracy watch as he runs away. They turn and look at each other.
I just made a huge mistake, didn't I?
Meanwhile, Leo opens the window, about to crawl through.
Hello, Leo.
A man with a gray beard stares at him and takes the box of art supplies.
And what do we have here?
Leo narrows his eyes as he stares at the man. Now at night, the lights of the town shine. Tracy lies in bed in the dark. She rolls over and sees that Nick is missing from his side of the bed.
Nick?
She sits up.
Nick?
She falls back in bed. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Nick is busy preparing a pasta dish. Tracy bursts in.
Really?
Nick stops and winces.
I hadn't made pasticcio in a while, and I thought I'd jump in.
Wait, you're replacing his entire dish now?
Ooh, trust me, it was not salvageable. Do you mind grating a little cheese for me?
Colin steps into the kitchen.
Ah, forgive the intrusion. I was looking for... Never mind. Oh, you're making pasticcio.
I am.
Oh. Ah, this is all making sense now.
What is?
I couldn't quite figure out how last night's marinara came from the same kitchen as tonight's moussaka. I take it the marinara was yours.
Guilty.
He owns 2 very successful restaurants in New York City.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Very good. Well done, you. Well, I shall leave you to it, and I look forward to tasting it. Toodle-pip!
Is this enough cheese?
Oh, come on, what kind of question is that? Is there ever enough cheese?
Good point.
Oh, here. Let me lend you a little assistance.
Mm-hmm.
He kisses her head and stands behind her.
It's beautiful when you cook.
He wraps his arms around her. In the morning, Tessa folds linens in the dining room. Colin appears.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm heading into town. Yeah, I thought I might do a bit of shopping.
Okay, have a good day.
I have a question.
Yes?
Haggling. Yes or no?
Oh, no. I mean, in Greece, the price is always the price.
Oh, good. Terrible at it.
They share an awkward smile.
I actually have a little bit of time, if you need an interpreter.
Yes. Yes. I would really appreciate that.
Okay, I'll go change.
She rushes away as Colin smiles to himself. Later, Lady Dalton sits at the bar as Tracy appears on her phone.
I said no work, Stanley, because I'm on my honeymoon. No.
Wait. And no. Goodbye, Stanley.
She sits by Lady Dalton.
Nick and I promised each other we wouldn't work on our honeymoon, but my colleague is very determined.
What do you do, my dear?
I work at an auction house that's affiliated with the Met.
I think you do more than just work in it. You're in charge, aren't you? That's why they call you on your honeymoon.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Don't undersell yourself, my dear. We need to be proud of what we accomplish, no? I'm proud of each other as well.
She walks away with a drink as the bartender serves Tracy hers.
Thank you.
She picks up the drink, appearing lost in thought. Later, she walks down one of the town's narrow cobblestone streets. She stops when she sees Colin with Tessa.
This is exceptional.
Yes.
Tracy raises an eyebrow as she watches Colin touch Tessa tenderly on the cheek. Tracy watches as they walk off together. A view of the rocky coastline and the blue water. By the beach, Nick lies on a lounge chair with his eyes closed. Tracy appears beside him and waves a drink under his nose.
Mmm. Is that ouzo I smell?
Good nose.
Oh, thank you.
Tracy sits beside him.
Aw, did I wake you up? Well, I have a theory. You want to hear it?
Of course.
Okay, so I saw Tessa and Colin in town, and they were very friendly.
Well, they are very friendly people.
No, I mean friendly with a capital F.
Capital F friendly?
So, who has keys to Colin's room and to our room? Tessa. And if she likes Colin, maybe she thinks the veil will exert its power.
I like where you're going with this.
Right? All right.
The man with the gray beard approaches.
Hello. I am Headmaster Papadopoulos, and I run the Boys Academy here in town.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Nick. Nice to meet you.
I'll get right to the point. Please do not give my students presents.
Do you mean the art set that I got for...
Leo was nearly expelled because I was certain he stole that art set.
Well, I'm sorry, but that seems like your mistake, not Leo's.
Mom, with all due respect, if you want to help my students, we have a proper way to make donations. If you can't do that, please leave my boys alone. Is that clear?
Nick steps up to him.
Yeah, that's perfectly clear.
He puts his hand on the man's shoulder.
Now, let me be clear. Please don't ever use that tone of voice with my wife again, okay? Have a nice day.
Tracy appears uncomfortable. The headmaster shakes his head as he walks away. Nick turns back to Tracy and smiles. Later, they arrive back in their room.
You tried to warn me and I didn't listen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's not okay. What if I got Leo expelled?
Oh, come on. You really think a kid that parkours himself through the window every night just as the bell rings isn't in trouble in the regular?
You take it all, Mr. Tough Guy, on that headmaster.
Hey, you deserved it, eh?
Yeah, it's starting to make my knees a little weak.
It's a good thing I'm here to catch you.
My hero.
They kiss. Tracy wraps her arms around his shoulders as they disappear from view. Later, a video chat by the water.
I just feel terrible that I got Leo in trouble.
I think it's sweet that you're worried about him. Just like a mama bear.
Okay, let's not get carried away here. In the plus column, Nick's pasticio was delicious last night.
I thought you two were on your honeymoon. Why is he cooking? Yeah, what happened to you two not working?
We decided that it doesn't count as work.
Yeah, right. Daniel, no.
Whoa.
I gotta go. Love you guys. Bye. Me too. Check out my channel. My new video's up.
I will. Love you.
Mwah.
Leo appears.
I know her. That's everyone's favorite art historian.
Yeah, it's one of my best friends.
Really? Tell her, please, thank you for me. I'm learning about art from her videos.
Aw, she'll love to hear that. But you're also learning art in school, right?
There is no money in art, Leo. You're wasting your time, Leo. Do more math, Leo.
Well, I'm really sorry that I got you in trouble with your headmaster.
I'm always in trouble, my headmaster. I know. You should ask your friend to do a video at our school. We have a jug, like an urn, with a drawing on, from long ago. And we think it's maybe Leonidas, the first one, not me. Your friend could do a video about that. And people would want to watch it, and they'd give money to the school. And Headmaster Papadopoulos would like me more.
That is a great idea, and I'm sure Emma would love to do it, but... she has a little girl, and she lives in Italy, and I just don't know that that would work out.
But you could ask, couldn't you? Please?
Later, Tracy arrives back at her room. She walks in and then stops. She takes off her sunglasses and looks at the back of the door. The veil is missing. She hurries to the door and opens it as Colin appears with the veil.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
They smile at each other as he holds up the veil.
Does the wedding veil have other skills besides finding love? Teleportation, perhaps?
Thank you.
Pleasure.
She takes it from him and closes the door. Tracy looks down at the veil on its hanger. She stares off and shakes her head. Later in the room, Tracy holds the veil near Nick in a white terry robe.
So I read about this hike up to this monastery. It's about a 4-hour round trip. Interested?
No, but that works out with my plans for the morning perfectly.
Ooh, are you going sleuthing? The case of the transporting veil?
Exactly.
I'd be happy to be the Watson to your Sherlock.
Oh, the Dano to my McGarrett.
I see. Nick to your Nora.
See what you did there.
They kiss. Later, Lady Dalton and Tessa are at the outdoor bar. Nick and Tracy arrive.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. There's coffee if you'd like.
Oh, no, thank you. We're heading out on a hike today.
Yep. Yeah, big old hike. Gone for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll be gone for a while. So, see you later. Bye.
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 Lady Dalton watches as they walk away. Nick and Tracy walk out the gate. Tracy turns back and waves as they keep walking.
Think they bought it?
Oh, yeah, totally. Have a good hike.
Okay.
Love you.
They run in different directions, now back at the bar with Lady Dalton.
Oh, well, I think I might go back upstairs and have a nice little nap.
Okay.
Xander offers Tessa a spoonful of something. She runs away from him. Meanwhile, Lady Dalton looks over her shoulder as she walks toward Nick and Tracy's room. She takes a hairpin from the back of her head as she arrives at the door. She looks around before picking the door lock. The door opens. She reaches behind the door and grabs the veil. She closes the door and turns face to face with Tracy.
Oh, what are you doing here? Where am I? I'm so confused.
She stares at the veil on the hanger.
Am I sleepwalking?
Okay. I might have bought that if I hadn't seen you pick that lock like a pro.
Oh, I think maybe we should have a little chat.
Lady Dalton nods her head. At a patio table with Tracy and Lady Dalton.
Oh, it's beautiful here, isn't it? It was my grandson's idea to come here. His parents aren't much for traveling, but... Oh, Colin and I have had such wonderful adventures since I retired.
Retired from what?
Oh, you know, British government. Home office.
Picking locks.
Well, there was a time when wars were cold and people with certain skills and temperaments were useful.
Well, may I say thank you for your service.
Well, one does what one can with what one has.
Okay. So why were you trying to steal my veil?
Colin is ready to settle down, and Tessa is exactly the kind of girl I would have chosen for him. And if I'm being honest, since I intend to play with my great-grandbabies, I'd rather he fell in love with someone in a warm climate.
So you believe in the veil?
Oh, my dear, I've lived a long time and seen many things. Believing in the veil doesn't even break a sweat.
Well, the legend does say whoever is in possession of the veil.
And Colin was definitely in possession of the veil when he first met Tessa.
Well, okay then. Your work here is done, 007. You don't need to keep breaking into my room.
Old habits die hard.
Night falls over the island. Beachside, Nick and Tracy make a toast.
Uzo?
Uzo. Cheers.
Thank you.
They sip their drinks.
You know what I was thinking today up at the monastery?
I hope it's not that you want to become a monk.
No. Emphatically no. I was thinking that I really miss cooking.
What do you mean? You spend all day and all night at those restaurants.
I know, but I don't do any cooking anymore. I'm just dealing with vendors and shipping and refrigeration and more vendors. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love what I do. But I just really miss, you know, just cooking for the customers and for you.
Well, how do we make that happen?
I don't know. But I'm gonna figure it out.
We're gonna figure it out.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
They lean in to kiss.
Surprise!
Emma?
Oh, how are you here?
I know I'm crashing your honeymoon, which is maybe the tackiest thing ever. But you texted me about that Grecian urn, and I'm only 2 hours away, so...
I can't believe you came.
What Grecian urn?
Oh, apparently they found one at Leo's school.
The school where the headmaster yelled at you?
Exactly.
Who yelled at you?
Avery!
Tracy and Avery hug.
I couldn't let her crash your honeymoon without me.
Of course not.
Tracy and Emma hug. The next day, Emma and Avery sit with Tracy.
I really like Leo. He's talented and funny and sweet, and he always has a side hustle going.
You seem really taken with this kid.
Well, I showed you his work, right? He's really good, and I just want to help him if I can, that's all.
But that means facing the dreaded headmaster.
Yeah. Nick appears.
All right. Exactly. Break time's over.
Oh.
Well, let's go, ladies.
All right. Back to it.
They follow Nick up a steep flight of stone steps.
You always pick the best.
They approach the top of the stone steps.
I called, and the school secretary told me he brings the kids up here once every month, and today is that day.
They reach the top of the steps and stare. They take off their sunglasses.
Wow.
They take in a view of an ancient ruin, grand pillars in a row, and flights of stone steps. They stand together looking up at the ruin.
Yeah. Wow.
Behind them, the blue Aegean Sea.
We were actually up here?
It's like we're standing in the middle of history. It's just unreal. It's amazing that these places are still here, you know, centuries later. It's undeniably selfie time.
Yeah. No, here, let me take it.
Oh, no, honey, get in.
Yes, we crashed your honeymoon. The least you can do is crash ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And he's got longer arms, so it's going to be great.
Nick holds out the phone.
Everyone say Acropolis.
Acropolis!
Nick takes the selfie.
Aw, that's so great. Wait.
Tracy sees the headmaster.
That's him.
Over this way. Come on. Wait. What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. I'll think of something on the way.
Avery watches as the others race up another flight of stone steps.
Oh, great. More steps.
The headmaster speaks with schoolboys as Tracy and the others approach.
In a mysterious problem.
Mr. Papadopoulos. Hi. Excuse me. Sorry. Do you remember me? I wondered if you have a moment to talk.
He looks slowly away. Later, the boys kick a soccer ball near the ruins. Tracy and the others gather around the headmaster as he studies a phone screen.
And these videos are successful.
They are. In fact, some of the places I visited even started charging a small entrance fee, so it's been beneficial to their budgets as well.
Did Leo put you up to this?
Not exactly, but he did ask to be in the video.
Of course he has. And knowing Leo, I'm sure he also requested a fee for his services.
Just a small one.
But we would need permission from his parents in order to allow it.
You don't know that?
Know what?
He lives at the school full time. Leo has no family.
I didn't know.
That's why I asked you not to encourage his art. The boys who live at our school don't need to study art. They need marketable skills, such as engineering or a trade, so they can begin work as soon as they leave school. Running and art are lovely hobbies, but neither will support him when he grows up.
With all due respect, sir, we all went to art school, and now we work in that industry.
Quite successfully.
Yes. But you all likely had safety nets, didn't you? Someone to help if you needed.
We did, yes.
Leo has no one. If he doesn't learn a skill now, he'll still be drawing pictures for tourists down on the docks when he's 40. Surely you must see I want more for him.
Yes, I do see that. What is he saving up for?
The headmaster closes his eyes and then stares off.
He has an uncle in Athens. Not a real uncle. A man who used to live in the downstairs unit. And this man would watch Leo when his mother worked. It was one of those families people make when they need to.
What happened?
The uncle got forgetful and went to a memory facility. And then his mother passed, which is how Leo ended up here. The boy mails a drawing to his uncle every week. So some money goes to postage. And the rest, he's saving to go and visit him.
Wow.
Well, isn't there someone who could take him? I mean, it's only a day trip.
The uncle is not even likely to remember Leo.
I'm sorry, Mr. Papadopoulos. I can see that you want what's best for him. I just want to help.
So do I. And I don't want to break that boy's heart any more than it's already been broken. Good day.
He stands up. The students collect their backpacks and follow the headmaster. Tracy sits on stone steps and takes Nick's hand. He sits next to her and she rests her head on his chest. Xander sits in the kitchen and nervously bounces his knee. Nick steps into the room and Xander leaps up.
Nick!
Hey, Xander.
Xander appears nervous as he stares at Nick.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yes. Sure, fine. You?
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the bar.
Okay. I forgot the cinnamon. On the pistachio, I realized I forgot to add cinnamon. Critical, right? But I forget. But when I looked, the cinnamon was in there. So maybe I have one of those elves that come in the night to fix the shoes, except for me, they fix the food.
Xander.
But then I looked you up on the internet, Nick. And I know what happened to my food. Why it got so good.
All right, look, I didn't mean to interfere, right? I'm really sorry that I upset you.
No, I'm not upset, Nick Moore. I'm terrified. I'm making supper for 8 people tonight, and I don't want to poison us all. Help me.
Xander holds Nick by his shirt collars. Xander relaxes and kisses Nick on both cheeks. He hugs Nick. Now Emma waits outside a shop. Avery appears with a t-shirt.
Look at what I got for Daniel. I wonder what it says. Greetings from Greece. I didn't know you could read Greek.
I can't. I can read t-shirts.
Tracy follows Avery out of the shop.
Trace, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about Leo. Oh,
thanks.
You were just trying to do the right thing, you know? It's not your fault that the headmaster doesn't agree.
I know. I just wish that there was something I could...
She answers her phone.
Hello? Yes. Really? Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Papadopoulos. Thank you. I don't know what made him change his mind, but he did. And ladies, we are making a video. Come on.
Now Emma hosts a video at the ancient ruins.
Leonides won all 3 of his foot races in 4 separate Olympic Games. The island of Rhodes has changed a lot since his day, but I think if you listen closely, you can hear the next Leonides of Rhodes training for his shot at Olympic glory.
Emma cups an ear as Leo jogs onto the screen.
Hey!
At night, the group all watch the video on the beach. Nick fist bumps Leo. Leo hugs Tracy as Lady Dalton, Avery, Emma, and Colin look on. Tracy gazes into Nick's eyes as Xander and Tessa arrive with food.
Dinner is served.
They place trays of food on a table in front of them. Leo stands up and walks from the table as Tracy is served.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Leo.
Where are you going?
It's your dinner time. I should leave you alone.
Hey, don't worry. Nick was more cooked.
Leo smiles.
Come on.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Leo sits between Tracy and Nick.
There you go, Leo.
I make you do the dishes, though.
The food is served. Leo smiles at Tracy and then at Nick. Later at night, the lights of the town sparkle in the valley. Nick lies in bed. He rolls over. He places his hand next to him. He opens his eyes and sees that Tracy isn't beside him. He lifts his head.
Trace.
He sits up in bed and looks around.
Tracy.
He falls back in bed. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Tracy spreads something on bread.
So,
Nick appears.
You're right. Waking up alone is no fun. 0 stars. Do not recommend.
Tracy licks her finger and makes a face.
I thought I was going to just come down and make a PB&J, but Xander's homemade peanut butter has gone bad or something.
Nick smells the jar.
Well, that's because this is tahini. Yeah, and your jelly is fish eggs. Ugh.
Huh. And that's why I don't cook.
She kisses him.
My friends just showed up here crashing our honeymoon, and you handled it like a champ. You are seriously the best husband in the world.
Mm. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what was that like?
Oh, yeah, no, you just get it the one time.
Yeah.
I know how it is with the three of you, and they were here before me, so...
Tracy holds a piece of paper.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's just a sketch that, Leo maybe?
A sketch of her, Avery, and Emma.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. He's a talented kid.
Mm-hmm. Tracy takes the sketch and walks away. Nick watches her.
Yeah, I've never seen you so taken with the child before. Usually you keep them at arm's length.
Tracy starts to cry.
Oh, sweetheart.
Nick goes to her.
Hey, there's no crying on honeymoons.
That's baseball.
Okay, whatever it is. Come on, talk to me. What's going on?
I just want to help him, you know? Mm-hmm. I get it. He has his own life. I get that it's none of our business and that it's totally not me, but still.
You want to go take him to see his uncle, don't you? The one who doesn't remember him?
Okay, even if that's what happens. Maybe that would help Leo. Maybe he could just finally move on, you know?
You remember when I said that that art kit was a bad idea? And I feel like this is kind of like that.
Tracy looks at him and holds up the sketch.
This is his gift. It's all he has. And he shared it with me. And it's beautiful. What am I supposed to do? Just leave? Well, thanks, kid. Good luck with your life. That just doesn't feel right to me.
Well, you have to get permission from the headmaster. It seems highly unlikely.
I know. I just have to try.
She nods her head. In the morning, Lady Dalton enters the dining room. She stops when she sees Colin and Tessa laughing and chatting.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lady Dalton. This came for...
A box.
Ah, excellent. Thank you.
I told Zandra I'd go into town to pick up some supplies for dinner tonight. What are you doing today, man?
First, I plan to finish my book. Oh. Then I'm going to man the desk for Tessa here, so that she can go into town and have a nice lunch.
Oh.
And you are going to escort her. You can do your shopping on the way back. And I'm not entertaining any questions on this topic. Thank you.
She turns and walks away with the box. Tessa turns and looks at Colin. He smiles and shrugs. Later, Nick jogs on the beach. Now he jogs in town down a narrow lane. He runs past a group of boys playing soccer and gives the ball a little kick. He continues jogging and waves at Leo sitting on low steps. Nick passes by but stops and turns around. He walks back to Leo on the steps.
Hey, Leo.
Hi.
Wanna go for a jog with me?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. I'll go slow so you can keep up.
They jog away together. A view of the rocky coastline. Back to Nick and Leo as they jog along a gravel road near the beach.
Oh, I got a cramp. Oh, you know, the shameful part is, I know you're holding back.
Don't be ashamed, Nick. You run really fast. For an old man.
Who you calling old man, spring chicken? Sit down.
They sit together on a coastal rock.
Was your mom a runner?
Yeah. She ran all the way through school. That's why she named me Leonidas. My uncle says he ran too. He liked the little jumps.
The little jumps? Oh, the hurdles.
Yes!
Yeah.
Hurdles.
Nice. That's the uncle you want to go see?
He doesn't remember things anymore.
I know you want to go see him, but people, when they lose their memory, sometimes they don't recognize.
I know. He might not remember me anymore.
Are you sure you're prepared for that?
I am. Because if he doesn't remember me, that's okay. I remember him. And he gets a visit from a nice stranger.
Nick smiles and nods.
Come on, Nick. We've got a kilometer and a half to go.
Wait. Hold on. Your shoelace is untied.
Oh. Leo bends down and Nick runs away. Tracy, Avery, and Emma.
I still can't believe we crashed your honeymoon.
Are you kidding? I can. Totally on brand.
Well, we're gonna have to come back for the wedding if the legend of the veil continues.
Oh, Avery. Hey, I meant to ask you, is Peter still involved in children's art programs?
Sure. Are you thinking about for Leo?
I am.
I was hoping maybe we could find him a better school, one that's right for him. Maybe something in Athens. And Nick and I could help with the costs.
I'll definitely ask Peter to look around, but have you talked to Nick about this?
Not yet.
Well, don't you think you should? It's kind of a couple's decision, not really something you do on your own, right?
Just working up the nerve, okay, Emma?
Xander approaches.
Excuse me, ladies, but we really must get going.
Of course, yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Xander collects their suitcases.
Oh, thank you.
Emma gives Xander her suitcase.
Thanks. So long goodbye.
Thanks,
Tracy, Emma, and Avery all hug. Emma and Avery drive away on the back of a golf cart as Nick and Tracy wave goodbye.
So, when do you want to go?
Where?
Go talk to Leo's headmaster about visiting his uncle.
How did you know?
I know my wife.
Tracy leans into him and gives him a kiss. Now, they meet with the headmaster in his office.
I am pleased with the video. We have already had a number of inquiries.
Oh, good. I'm thrilled. I will be sure to let my friend know.
And now I believe you want something else from me.
Yes.
The uncle.
The uncle.
The headmaster sits at his desk and looks out a window.
Sir, my wife has about 100 reasons why this would be a good idea, and she would happily pitch them all to you. But at the end of the day, what's most important is, would this trip be helpful to Leo?
The headmaster takes off his glasses and breathes a deep sigh. Tracy watches him, awaiting a reply.
Every week, for 2 years now, Leo sends this uncle a picture. He never replies. He might not even
Excuse me, but I think this trip is about Leo's heart. It's not about the uncle's memory.
Yes, I see.
The headmaster appears lost in thought. He turns to Tracy.
Okay. Yes. You may take him to Athens to see his uncle.
Thank you so much, Mr. Papadopoulos.
I fear it won't go as you hope.
Well, I hope it won't go as you fear.
Yes! So when will we go?
Leo, what did we discuss about eavesdropping?
I'm sorry, Mr. Papadopoulos.
He lowers his gaze.
So when can we go?
Leo has a bright smile on his face. Now, outside, Colin tends to a garden as Tracy appears.
Honey! We told Penn we would meet her and Leo at the dock at 10 o'clock. Come on!
Yeah, coming.
Good luck in Athens.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, look at you doing a little gardening.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it needed doing, so.
Uh-huh.
Nick, come on!
Okay. Just hope there's not any donkeys out there.
Colin watches as Nick walks away.
Donkeys.
Tessa approaches Colin with two coffee mugs.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Wanna have a break?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
He takes a mug.
You know, I'm so focused on fixing the inside, I totally forget about the outside.
We could take up some of the old shrubs from around the back and plant some new fruit trees.
We?
Sorry, no, I meant you.
Of course.
Although I was thinking, your Wi-Fi here is really good, so I could work. And Nan loves it here too. So maybe we could stay on for a while.
Are you going to break my heart?
No, I don't do that.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Would it?
Colin takes her mug and puts it down.
Be all right if I...
Tessa puts her arm around him and kisses him. They continue to kiss. They pull away slowly and look at each other. A smile appears on both their faces. Now, a view of crowded Athens. A Greek flag flies above a tidy three-story building. Inside, Tracy, Nick, and Leo walk down a hallway.
Just right over here, I think.
There it is!
They arrive at a door. Leo reaches for the latch.
Wait.
He turns back to Tracy and Nick.
What if he doesn't remember?
Whatever happens, we will be there with you. No matter what, okay?
Leo nods. Tracy gives him a hug. Tracy stands at the door. She looks at Nick and takes a moment before knocking. Tracy and Nick disappear into the room. Leo stands alone in the hall. He takes a deep breath and joins Tracy and Nick in the room. They all stand together and stare up at the walls, covered with Leo's sketches. Leo turns around as he takes in all the sketches. Seated nearby, a white-haired man with a beard and glasses looks out a window. Leo slowly approaches him.
Uncle Oriol.
His uncle looks up at him.
Do you remember me?
He stares at Leo and takes off his glasses. A smile appears on the uncle's face.
I forget so much these days. But I will always remember my little Leo.
Leo smiles. His uncle opens his arms wide.
Come here, boy.
Come here.
Leo leaps into his arms and they hug. At the door, Nick has his arm around Tracy. She smiles with tears in her eyes.
Let's get out of here.
Tracy nods. She takes a last look before leaving Leo and his uncle still hugging. Nick and Tracy step into the hall.
How you doing?
Fine.
For real?
For real.
Liar.
Tracy looks at him for a long moment.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I spoke to Peter about trying to find a more art-centric secondary school for Leo in Athens.
Well, that's really not like you, Trace.
I know.
Tracy looks towards the room and then back at Nick. In the dining room, Tracy is on a video chat with Emma and Avery.
So Peter has been checking everywhere, and there is a residential school with a strong art program in Athens, but it's waitlisted for 2 years.
Okay, well, that's better than nothing, I guess. I mean, we can get him on the list now, right?
But they have very little in the way of athletics, and their test scores are much lower than where he is now.
Why did I think this would be easy? Wait, what aren't you telling me?
She has the worst poker face.
I think she'd get better at it over the years.
I'm right here. I can hear you.
Tell me, Avery.
Okay, fine. Peter wanted me to mention he did find a school that fit the bill. It's grades 7 through 12, focuses on art, has a strong sports program, including track, and has a residential program for international students.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's very expensive, though.
How much?
Numbers that make me nervous.
And where is it?
Okay, this is the funny part.
Why?
It's in New York City. It's about 12 blocks from your house.
You know what? I gotta run.
I gotta pick up Daniel from daycare, but I'm gonna email you all the info.
Thank you. Seriously, Avery, thank you so much.
Love you.
Bye. Love you both.
Tracy puts down her phone. She sips a drink as Lady Dalton watches from a nearby table. Lady Dalton sips from a teacup. A smile appears on her face. Now in their room, Nick brushes his teeth.
How expensive?
Numbers that make Avery nervous. But we could save money if we let Leo live with us.
Nick stops brushing and looks at her.
Maybe.
Nick disappears into the bathroom. Tracy sits on the edge of the bed. Nick slowly steps out of the bathroom and looks at Tracy.
Trace, we've been dancing around this topic the entire time we've been here. We don't even see each other. We just don't have time, and now you want to add a kid into the mix?
You're right, it's time to stop dancing and leave Leo out of the equation. Nick, sometimes I feel like I'm married to a bunch of cute post-it notes and delicious leftovers.
Yeah, I get it. So we have to fix it.
I want to. Do you have any ideas?
Well, there are two of us in this marriage. So either we figure this out together, or
we won't figure it out at all.
Nick keeps brushing his teeth and walks away. Tracy's eyes glisten with tears. Now, an aerial view of a sailboat on the blue water. Tracy sits on the terrace drinking from a teacup. She looks out over the water and rocky coast. Lady Dalton approaches carrying a flat box.
May I?
Well, please, join me.
Lady Dalton sits beside her.
Tracy, I have held on to this box for a very long time. Some of its contents are mine, some belong to my parents, even my grandparents.
What's inside?
Letters. And I'm ready to send them to auction. Because I have finally found someone I can trust.
Why me?
There were several reasons. But mostly because I've seen you with your friends. I had a friendship like that once. So I know that to keep that kind of friendship for that long, that is someone you can trust.
I'm honored, Lady Dalton.
With the proceeds of these letters, I'm setting up a scholarship for Leo to attend whichever school you and your husband think best.
Lady Dalton, that is so kind of you, but you can't think that...
The advantage of being me is I can do whatever I want. Now, that boy will do spectacular things one day, as long as he has people in his life like you and Nick to guide him. With the rest of this, I intend to buy a little cottage up the road so I can live here when Colin and Tessa get married. Oh, nothing large, just 5 or 6 bedrooms, maybe.
Sounds like you're expecting those letters to bring quite a lot. Who are they from?
Oh, just some names that may well be familiar to you. Spencer, Windsor, Mountbatten, Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
She hands Tracy the box.
The tea's getting cold, dear.
Tracy stares as Lady Dalton walks away. She looks at the box in her hands. Now, a view of the rocky coastline with misty hills on the horizon. Tracy looks out over the water. She sits on a bench by the beach. Nick wanders over and stands beside her.
Excuse me. Is this sunset taken?
Tracy smiles.
Please.
Nick sits beside her on the bench with a view of the sunset.
So I talked to my sister Monica last night about a couple things. One, she offered her opinion about my successes as a husband. And two, I offered her the position of business manager at the restaurant. Now she'll get to yell at people and get paid for it instead of doing it for free.
Well, you know what they say. You do what you love, you don't work a day in your life.
Yeah. As far as Leo's concerned, I just never thought that I'd be making cannolis for a bake sale or taking a kid and his friends to the Jets games or having somebody live with us. It's just not who I thought we were.
Tracy slowly nods her head as her eyes fill with tears. She turns and looks at him.
Okay. Then we won't do it.
Just like that?
Just like that. And I do really want to help Leo. But we don't have to be involved in his life if that's not what you want.
You know, the thing is, the more I think about it, the more I realize that is what I want. You know, I know that it's not us.
Maybe it is us.
But maybe it is.
I love you.
Good, because you're stuck with me forever.
Tracy leans in and they kiss. Tracy smiles and looks out over the water.
Can you play this view?
Nick gazes at Tracy.
It's beautiful.
Tracy looks at him. She leans in and they kiss again. Nick wraps an arm around her as they look out over the water. Now, they return to the headmaster's office.
With your permission, we would like to present these options to Leo and let him decide for himself.
Art and running.
Nick nods and smiles.
And when he's done with school, then what? Enough of this foolishness. I know you think you're saving him. You're not. Go home. Leave him and me alone.
Leo appears in the doorway on the verge of tears.
Leo.
He stares at the headmaster and then turns and runs away. Nick stands up.
Leo, wait.
The headmaster lowers his gaze. Tracy appears to gather her thoughts and then turns to him.
Mr. Papadopoulos, what do you do for fun? Or to relax?
Well, I read a lot. Mysteries mostly. And I go to the cinema and museums. And I sing in the church choir.
Those are all very beautiful forms of art. Someone wrote that book. Someone filmed that movie, painted that masterpiece, and composed the music that you sing. What would your life be like without art? Could you even last a week? Especially when times are tough. You and I have one thing in common. We both turn to the arts for comfort. I can't predict the future, but I do know one thing. Leo will either grow up to be an artist, or he will grow up frustrated and regretful that he never even got the chance.
The headmaster glances from side to side. Tracy watches him, her eyes wet with tears. High atop the ruins, Leo sits alone on a stone step. Nick appears and walks over to him.
Hey. Mind if I sit down?
Leo nods. Nick sits beside him near an orange tabby cat. Leo looks up at him.
If I go to school in New York, could I live with you and Tracy?
Yeah, if you want.
Leo smiles and nods.
And when I run in the Olympics, could I still represent Greece?
Of course. You're Greek. Nothing can change that.
Could I still write to my uncle every week?
Absolutely. You could even come visit him if you want.
Leo smiles and nods.
And could you add some Greek food to your fusion restaurants?
I don't know about that one. I mean, we could ask Xander for some recipes.
No. But... What if Headmaster Papadopoulos won't let me go?
I don't know, Leo. I just don't know.
Nick puts an arm around him and draws him close. They sit together in the silence, looking out over the sea. Back at their room, Tracy takes the hanging veil off the back of the door.
Check under the bed?
Yeah, twice. Check the dresser?
Twice. You know, I can't believe Papadopoulos didn't even contact us.
Yeah. Want me to head down to the school and lean on him a little?
No. But thank you for offering.
They kiss.
Where is Xander?
Nick heads for the door. Tracy gazes off. Now, Xander carries luggage as Tracy walks with Tessa.
So, are you still taking the veil to Spain?
Oh, no. Actually, we're going to give it to Nick's sister Monica when she joins us in New York next week.
Oh.
Oh, Lady Dalton, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you.
For me, too.
The headmaster.
Mrs. Sergio, I have a young man here who would like to talk to you about art.
The headmaster holds Leo's shoulders. Leo looks at Tracy as her eyes fill with tears. Leo runs into her arms. She lifts him up. The headmaster turns to Nick.
There will be several kilometers of red tape to get through to make this happen.
Do we look like the kind of people that are afraid of a little red tape?
They shake hands.
Thank you very much.
The headmaster smiles. Nick walks over to Tracy and Leo and hugs them. Tracy smiles as she presses her face against Leo. Now, words appear. 1 year later... At an outdoor wedding, Colin and Tessa cut a 4-layer wedding cake decorated with olive leaves and white roses. They kiss. A waiter with a black beard walks by with a bottle of champagne. He passes a table where Tracy sits with Emma and Avery.
I can't believe we're back in Greece so soon. I'm not that I'm complaining.
Isn't Tessa a stunning bride?
In a beautiful veil. Mm.
And the earrings from Adriana's portrait look great with your dress.
Thank you. I think they look great with everything.
They're beautiful. Tracy, Lady Dalton told me that you set
if the veil worked for 6 times, you would finally believe in it.
It's actually 7 times.
Oh, that's right. Nick's sister finally found love. Is the wedding going to be in New York?
It is. Next month. You want to crash it?
Absolutely we do. I mean, that's what we do.
Nearby, Colin shakes Leo's hand. The boy smiles and runs over to Tracy.
Hey, Mom. Pen has a new boot and she says that she can take me out on it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Sure.
Oh, yes, thank you.
He hurries away.
Tracy, did Leo just call you Mom?
Yeah, he does that sometimes. I'm just letting him decide who I am to him.
I think that's beautiful.
You do?
Yes.
You think it's okay?
I think that's very okay.
Nick appears.
My lady, sorry to interrupt. May I have this dance?
Always.
Tracy stands up and Nick twirls her. The waiter starts to pour Avery a glass of champagne.
Oh, you know what? Could we just have the bottle? Thank you. I mean, just in case.
Yeah.
Just give me
your glass.
On a circular stone patio, Tracy dances in Nick's arms. They dance near Colin and Tessa and other couples. Later, on the terrace, the women remove the veil from off Tessa.
Thank you so much for lending me the veil and for bringing it here last year.
So happy for you.
Tracy hugs her.
You're coming back down to the party, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we will. We just have a tradition to see to first.
Okay, see you down there. Okay.
Avery gives out champagne flutes.
Right. I think it's time.
It's time.
Can you imagine how different our lives would be without the veil?
I can't even think about it.
Does this mean you finally believe?
Avery. I believe in the veil.
Oh. To the veil.
They sip the champagne, the veil laid out before them on a table. Now, in town, Tracy, Emma, and Avery walk down a narrow street. A tall man with a mustache stops them.
Hello, Calimera. What a beautiful hat. Tio Omorfes, please. Come. You seem just like the kind of fine ladies who appreciate great jewelry. Come, follow me.
They step into his shop.
Look at this.
A gold necklace.
Oh, that is so pretty. Oh. Mm? Looks very old. 19th century?
Yes, they say 1860s, but this is a very special piece.
Really? What's so special about it?
Apparently, there is a legend associated with this necklace for anyone who is in possession of it. Want to hear about it?
The women look at each other. Avery turns to him.
Tell me more.
Tracy smiles at Emma. Now, an interview with Tracy and Nick.
When I first met Tracy, she tried to steal my alteration appointment.
Because when I first met Nick, he had already stolen my appointment.
What? You were 15 minutes late. In my restaurant, if you're 15 minutes late, you lose your reservation.
He was 15 minutes early. What, do you seat people when they arrive early?
Absolutely.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter because she just stole her appointment back.
What can I say? All's fair in love and veils.
Oh, nice.
They smile as the screen fades to black. Credits, audio description by Descriptive Video Works, written by Stephen Groves, and narrated by Sabrina Symington, a Front Street Pictures production, starring Allison Sweeney, Victor Webster, Jane Asher, Shay Grant, Katerina Gironicolo, Alexander Nicolau, special appearances by Lacey Chabert and Autumn Reeser, executive producers Allison Sweeney, Lacey Chabert, Lisa Denberg, Beth Grossbard, written by Karen Berger, inspired by the book There Goes the Bride by Laurie Wilde, directed by Ron Oliver, copyright 2023 High Street Media Incorporated, logos appear for Front Street Pictures, Lisa Denberg Productions, Beth Grossbard Productions, and Chorus.